Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned into Karen Tarlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC, Mike Check, and it's Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. Konnichiwa, bienvenue, guten tag, and hello to all our bronies all over the world. Get ready for 2 hours of awesome My Little Pony music and news. You're listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
Twilight Sparkle's theme by Emin Sadariza. Before that was Do You Even Brush featuring Rena Chan by Sim Gratina. Bach 5 with Life is a Party, the instrumental mix. And Wisp with the Equestria Girls Helping Twilight Win the Crown remix. Coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship, reaching all four corners of Equestria. That's touching everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire. You are tuned into Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC, Mychick, and it's Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. And I hope you guys are staying warm on this cold December afternoon. Well, it depends where you live. I guess if you live in Florida, it's kind of warm. But around the other countrysides, it's been whoo cold. But luckily, we are here to help you warm up your Wednesday afternoon. Of course, as always, before we kick it over to our awesomeness, we got to kick it over to our sponsors, because without them, we would probably starve. DerpyWhosNews.com, the latest My Little Pony news, media, and fan-created content. DerpyWhosNews.com. Mimico, producers of the My Little Pony USB flash drive series, including a wonderful array of pony favorites, Princess Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, Limited Edition Derpy, and Pinkie Pie. Remember, if you haven't picked one up yet, it'd be a great one for your stocking stuffer. At least I think it'd be a great stocking stuffer. Silver Slinger, producer of some of the finest My Little Pony jewelry available. Silverslinger.deviantart.com. Remind everyone that that's formerly Chaotic Brony. So if you're looking for Chaotic Brony, he's now Silver Slayer. So go check him out. TruckCon, Columbus, Ohio's premier My Little Pony convention, taking place June 20th through 22nd, 2014 at the Sheraton Columbus at Capitol Square. Head over to TruckCon.net to register for this awesome convention, because there are some great guests confirmed, and there are a few more that they are getting ready to announce, and we're kind of excited. Why? We can't tell you. It ruined the surprise. And our newest sponsor, Captured My Soul, producer of some incredible My Little Pony necklaces and lockets. Etsy.com/shop/CapturedBySoul. So anyway, I hope you guys have had a great week. I'll tell you what, when that snow fell this past weekend, it fell hard. And it has fallen all over the great region of Canterlot. And I just spent the last 2 hours unearthing the studio because I couldn't find it. I couldn't even find the front door. How amazing is that? I could not find the front door to my own studio. Spooky. But of course, with snow being here, it's almost time for winter, which means it's almost time for a very important holiday for us ponies. Hearthswarming Eve is almost here, and I'm inviting you all to join me for a special Hearthswarming Eve show next week here on Canterlot Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Only will this be a special holiday edition of the program, but it will also be our last show of 2013, because apparently Christmas and New Year's Day both fall on a Wednesday this year, and we here at Canterlot Radio would want you to spend the time with your family and your loved ones for the holidays. So we're not going to be doing any episodes in honor of that, because we realize that the holiday season is more important than us. So spend that time with your friends and family, and of course we'll be updating iTunes all that time, and we'll keep the conversation going on our Twitter page at Canterlot Radio and our Facebook page, facebook.com/CanterlotRadio. So there's no reason that not only can you enjoy the holiday season, but stay caught up with everything going on in the world of Canterlot Radio and Mic Check. We want this show next week to be our biggest show of the year. So tell all your friends, post on every social network that you have. We want the biggest audience of 2013, because not only are we going to look back at some of our favorite moments throughout 2013 for Canterlot Radio, we're also going to be having some incredible pony guests join us and, you know, show you some clips from my awesome upcoming Hearthswarming Eve party. Now, you can't be there, but trust me, we'll have some stuff from that party. Well, anyway, was this week's episode not incredible? I'll tell you what, if I thought that My Little Pony would blow the roof off like that, I'd call myself a liar. But anyway, it's now time for a quick episode synopsis of this past week's episode premiere, Daring Don't. Okay, so we all know that in Season 3, Rainbow Dash became a fan of the Daring Do series. But unfortunately, she has been going cuckoo because she's been waiting for the next episode. Apparently, episode in the book series. So that makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. So apparently, they find out that the next book will be delayed another 3 months and 26 days. So Rainbow Dash goes crazy, and she wonders why it's taking so long. So when she finds out from Twilight where the book's publisher, or the book's author, A.K. Yearling, lives, they decide to go and see her, even though Twilight thinks they should respect her privacy. Well, when they get to her house, they find it in shambles. So apparently, there was some kind of struggle. They go inside to see what's going on, but apparently, AK walks up and asks them to leave, like everything's okay. Well, however, as they're leaving, they see three mysterious ponies enter through the top window of the house. So they think that AK is in trouble. She's cornered by these three ponies, only to take off her hat and cloak to reveal one of the biggest shocks in the history of My Little Pony. And this is such an incredible shock that I think it needs its own clip. We find out that AK Yearling is actually Daring Do. I know. That's so cool. These novels are actual adventures. So Rainbow Dash and Twilight are freaking out. They're fangirling. They're geeking. And they find out that Daring Do is in possession of this thing called the Ring of Destiny, which one of Daring Do's nemesises, Ahuzolti, the giant cat thingy, I don't know, what is it? Like a cat with, you know, these, like, general shoulder things. Okay, I can't pronounce his name, and forgive me if I can't do that. Forgive me, bronies. I'm going to call him Big Cat Guy. So anyway, Big Cat Guy wants to get his hands on the Ring of Destiny in order to unleash 1,000 years of hatred in this vicinity, in this fortress of Talokan. However, it's up to Daring Do to stop them. But Rainbow Dash, being, you know, fan geeky and girly, is tagging along. And Daring Do's like, go away, I work alone. However, Dash keeps following her. So she finds out eventually that teamwork is essential to stop Big Cat Guy from completing the ritual and sending, you know, the world into 1,000 years of hatred. Boo. So not only does she get to, you know, stop this great evil from happening, but she helps Daring Do renew her trust in people and ponies. So we then see at the end that Rainbow Dash gets an advanced copy of the book Daring Do and the Ring of Destiny, and she's on the cover alongside Daring Do. And that opened up a can of worms for the brony community, because apparently it's about inserting fans into the series, which is like totally poo. So there you go, a quick synopsis of this past week's Daring Don't. And now let's look to the future this Saturday at the all-new episode Flight to the Finish. Well, it would appear that the Equestria Games are just on their way, and there is a competition in Scootaloo's class to carry the flag to the upcoming games. However, when the Kingdom Hearts Crusaders are getting super excited, a little bit of chaos comes along, which causes some doubt in everyone's favorite little flying filly, courtesy of Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoons, who think taunting her and causing her to doubt herself and her team is very funny. So the question is, will Scootaloo find the confidence deep down inside to pull the flag at the Equestria Games, or will Diamond and Tiara and Silver Spoon's hazing cause her to not only give up on herself, but give up on her team? We'll find out this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dahab. You know, I'll tell you what, I have seen some mean cartoon characters. I've seen a cartoon character slap a girl. And that's crazy, but Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoons have just been really, really vicious. So anyway, I got a question involving them a little bit later on in the program. But anyway, last week's pony poll. Which of these fan favorites could be the Pony of Shadow? We had four choices: Trixie, Derpy, Zecora, and King Sombra. In a very close race, with 30% of the votes, King Sombra is a possibility of being the Pony of Shadow. Tied for second with 25% of the votes each, Derpy and Zecora, and 20% of the votes going to the great and powerful Trixie. You know, King Sombra would be a really good candidate for Pony of Shadows, considering he's a giant purple shadow. Just saying. Well, anyway, this week's pony poll. Now, we know that Diamond, Tiara, and Silver Spoons can be very, very cruel and mean to the ponies who don't have their cutie marks. But, you know, I was just watching The Hub the other day, and I watched this show. It's The Littlest Pet Shop. And I think I find two girls who are equally as mean as Diamond, Tiara, and Silver Spoons: Brittany and Whitney, the Biscuit Twins. And I mean, these girls are M-E-A-N mean. So, this week's pony poll: who is the more dastardly diva duo, Diamond, Tiara, and Silver Spoons, or the Biscuit Twins? Head over to CarolotRadio.com during the next block of music to take part in this week's pony poll. You can also tweet us your vote on Twitter at Canterlot Radio. We want to know, who is the more dastardly diva duo, Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoons, or the Biscuit Twins? Well, that being said, let's get into our first block of music here on Canterlot Radio that features some incredible music. And I got to tell you this much, folks. This actually has a song from one of our stories in the news staple. Daniel Ingram, may the best pet win, here on Canterlot Radio.
Now, Ingram, my dear, I cannot express my delight. It's abundantly clear that somewhere out here is a pet that will suit you just right. I can't wait to get started, but first let me set a few rules. It's of utmost importance the pet that I get is something that's awesome and cool. Awesome, cool, got it. I have so many wonderful choices, just wait, you will see. I need something real fast like a bullet to keep up with me. Sure, how about a bunny? They're cutesy and wootsy and quick as can be. Cutesy, wootsy, have you even met me? Rainbow, have faith. You see, I will bet you somewhere in here is a pet that will get you. Come on, the sky's the limit. Sky is good. I'd like it to fly. Really? Because I think this little pudding cat has your name written all over it. Yes, he does. Oh, look, he likes you. Pass. I have so many wonderful choices for you to decide. There are otters and seals with massive appeal.
Otters and seals do not fly.
Maybe not, but I've seen this particular seal catch 10 feet of air when he breaches the water.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Wait, there must be a pet here that will fit the ticket. How about a ladybug or a cute cricket?
Bigger and cooler.
Bigger, cooler, right. I've got just the thing in that tree, Dash. Meet your new fabulous pet, Squirrely.
It's just a squirrel.
Not just any squirrel, a flying squirrel.
Yeah, so like I was saying, Fluttershy pal, this won't cut it. I need a pet to keep up with me. Something awesome, something flying, with coolness that defies gravity.
I'm sensing you want an animal that can fly.
You think?
I have plenty of wonderful creatures who soar in the sky. Like a sweet hummingbird or a giant monarch butterfly.
Better, but cooler.
I see. How about an owl or a wasp or a toucan? There's so many wonderful creatures alike for that. There are falcons and eagles. They are both quite regal. Or perhaps what you need is a dark and mysterious bat.
Now you're talking. But instead of just one standout, now that's too many. So many choices, and such riches aplenty.
Not a bad problem to have, if you ask me.
The bat would be awesome, but the wasp I'm digging too. You have something in a yellow striped bat?
No,
I've got a hot pink flamingo, just dying to meet you. What to do, what to do?
A fly, that's it!
There's really just one way to find out which animal's best. Hold the contest of speed, agility, and guts that will put each pet to the test.
Don't forget style, that should be considered.
They don't know for sure who's best for the litter.
The one who is awesome is cool,
just like me. Can't settle for less, cause I'm the best, so a contest we will see. Who's the number one greatest, perfectest pet in the world?
Chat. about your famous team. Would you like to make a start toward Equestrian Elite? You can go, you can go, you can go, you can go. That's the best you believe. Oh. At the Wonderbolts Academy, ba, 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 ba. Where you'll see through the sky like Avery Street and flash of gold lightning. At the Wonderbolts Academy.
possible without you, little sis. Love ya, Twyla.
Love you too, BBBFF.
Ready to go?
Oh, almost forgot.
Love is in Bloom, the Zorbs remix by Zorb Music. Flightling with Scootaloo's Cutie Mark. The Shakeups in Ponyville with Wonderbolts Academy. And Daniel Ingram with May the Best Pet Win. You're listening to Care-A-Lot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC, my chick. And it's Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. And I hope you've been having a great time so far on the program. It's been kind of a good show so far, but we got to crank it up a bit with something that we like to call the News Stable. Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the News Stable. And now, here's Mike Check. This is the News Stable for Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. And as always, it's me, it's the good old MC, Mike Check, bringing you the latest news in the world of My Little Pony. That being said, let's dive into the news. Well, if you are fans of the My Little Pony DVD series that they release, including Princess Twilight Sparkle, All Aboard the Friendship Express, and Pinkie Pie Party, well, there's another one coming out early this March. A Dash of Awesome will be available right now on Amazon for $10 for a pre-order. The synopsis is this. Since arriving in Ponyville, Twilight has learned Princess Celestia's most valuable lesson, the meaning of true friendship. But with every new adventure comes a new lesson, and if anyone's up for learning, it's the studious Twilight Sparkle. Join Twilight and her best friends for 5 wild adventures through Equestria that are bound to further demonstrate what every pony already knows, that friendship is magic. So, this will be awesome because I would believe it would be an episode series featured around Rainbow Dash. Because A Dash of Awesome is Rainbow Dash. And as we know already, there are several episodes that focus around Rainbow Dash, including Wonderbolts Academy, The Mysterious Mare Duel, Read It and Weep. There's 3. Okay, we got 3. May the Best Pet Win. The 5th one. What would be a 5th good one for Rainbow Dash? Well, we could do Fall Weather Friends. That would be, it'd be 5 Rainbow Dash themed episodes spawning the first 3 seasons. Again, we don't know what exactly will be in the episode DVDs, but we know that it will be focused probably around Rainbow Dash. So those 5 episodes that we think could be in A Dash of Awesome. Again, the DVD releases March 25th, and you can pre-order it now on Amazon. I'll tell you what, I'm excited, though. These DVDs are really, really going to be awesome. Well, that being said, let's dive into our next fantastic story in the news stable. If you guys haven't heard already, a brand new soundtrack is out officially for My Little Pony. That's right. You don't have to worry about, you know, downloading audio from the shows, because the first two seasons are now included in an awesome My Little Pony soundtrack. Songs of Friendship is Magic, Songs of Friendship and Magic, the official soundtrack for Friendship is Magic, was released on iTunes and Google Play earlier last week and is now available for download. Included in this fantastic album are incredible songs from the first two seasons of the series, including favorites like the This Day Aria, Winter Wrap-Up, May the Best Pet Win, Love is in Bloom, Becoming Popular, and At the Gala. You can download it from iTunes or Google Play for only $10. You get 11 incredible songs plus a digital booklet with all the coolness that comes with this album. Now, these are our clean, uncut songs from the hit show. No sound effects, nothing to, you know, signal they're from the TV episode rip. These are pure, digitally mastered, unquestionably awesome songs from the hit My Little Pony TV series. And, of course, if you don't want to... I had a sneeze there. If you don't want to wait, well, we actually have a copy of the album, and we're going to be giving a couple copies away to you guys on Canterlot Radio. You want to know how to win? Well, you can find out a little bit later on in the program. That being said, time for our final story of the news stable. We've seen the DVD release of season 1 of My Little Pony, a DVD release of season 2 of My Little Pony, but at long last, season 3 has been announced that there will be a release date for it this February. All 13 episodes from season 3 will be available on DVD from Amazon exclusively on February 4th, 2014. This past season, we saw the rise of Princess Twilight Sparkle, the debut of the Crystal Empire, and some very awesome ponies that we would come to know and love in the pony fandom. You can actually head on over to Amazon right now to place your pre-order for $17.97. That's $18 for this awesome season. And stick with Canterlot Radio, because in the next few months, we'll be giving away a copy of Season 3. You know, that actually might be the prize in our winter wrap-up contest for 2014. I think that would be awesome. Does anyone? Yeah, what? You do? Oh, okay, good. They thought it was awesome, too. Now, of course, this also has sparked a little of a mixed emotion, because you can actually watch all three seasons available now on Netflix if you have the Netflix subscription. But this is also a very nice-looking package with all the main six, Spike, and new Princess Twilight Sparkle. So, you know, whether or not you're a fan of the series or you're picking this up for someone who may not have a Netflix account, this would be something cool to check out. So, February 4th, 2014, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Season 3 hits DVD from our good pals at the Shout Factory. So, we don't know if we'll pre-order it ourselves. Again, we have Netflix, so we may just let this one go and give it to one of you lucky ponies out there. And that's going to do it for this installment of the News Stable.
This has been the News Stable. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Back to you, Mike Chuck.
I'll tell you what. The My Little Pony fandom is just getting bigger and bigger, and new cool things are coming out, and I love featuring them on the show each week here on blogtalkradio.com. But that being said, it's now time to get into our next block of music, because that's what we're about. This is how we do. We play pony music. This is how we... Oh, sorry. Alon Say, Addictia Remix by Sim Gratina and Feather, here on Canterlot Radio.
flooding out the universe. Your censure is your curse. You never want to say goodbye.
You like Princess Desire.
Thank you.
she's gone, no longer enough to pursue. A blanket red and mine and yellow and cerulean blue. I'm making rainbow dozens since October 2010. Another day of Russian winter, she'll be at it again. The river virtue was excited, stuff and legends and more. The name is Rainbow Dash and I just think you've heard it before. Now if you come with me, you'll find out what you take to the fall. You won't forget it quickly, once in dear as you will. No! Velocity, impeccable style. Agility is space, a beggar's hunger is an match. And when you're falling, you can count on the beat of the catch. Don't be alone, that she's not a fair city to chat. You know she probably just thought to get some autographs out. So call an office and she gets an understatement. And yet, she's just like good, it's not surprising that it goes away. Hey! I think you could do words and listen to me. Though you're spectacular, it's probable your friends would agree. You're self-aggrandizing, the man who is ungracious and cruel. As if you're insecure and compensating, don't be a fool. You know you'll never be a wonderful to tell you with this. You need to lift your game and act as if you really want it. So busy nothing when you could be out the face you are. So much potential, come on, maybe that you're breaking my heart.
Cerulean Blue by the L Train. Before that was Mush with Discord. Apple Jarred with Luna's Webbies. Those are her webbies, not yours. Get your own. And Alonce, the Addictia remix by Sungertina and Feather. And you're listening to Carolot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC Mike Chick. And it is Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. And it's now time for us to get into the Bro-Metry Corner, where we feature an awesome My Little Pony poem each week for one of you lucky brony poets out there that probably didn't know it. So this week, from Snake Man 1993, My Little Poetry for Spike. Raised by Twilight like a son, he's her assistant, number one. Writing letters and sending scrolls. Helping others is how he rolls. His secret crush on rarity leads him to acts of charity. And since his heart is very strong, he's sure to woo her before long. He always loves a tasty gem. He just can't get enough of them. And though he's just a little tyke, you should never belittle little Spike. And that was Snake Man 1992 with My Little Poetry, Spike. And if you have a poem you want featured on the program next week, send it to us at cancelotradio@gmail.com. We're looking for heartwarming Eve poems for next week's Broadtree Corps. So if you do have a heartwarming Eve poem you want featured, send it to us and we might consider reading it on the air. So anyway, we've been actually been in talk with some of our followers here about this week's Pony Poll. Of course, who is the more dastardly diva duo? The choices are Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon, or the Biscuit Twins. And we actually had to ask our buddy Peter New, who voices for both shows, what he thought. And he thought that Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon are more diva, as the Biscuits would be more dastardly. So if you got a guy who voices for both shows, he can't even give you a straight answer, might be time to call in some of the big guns. So we're going to tweet during our next music. We're going to tweet not only the girl that voices Silver Spoon, but the girl that also voices the Biscuit Twins. And fortunately, that's only one person. That would be the... Oh, yeah, I had her name up here a minute ago. Where did it go? Oh, the name. Come on. Little pet shop wiki. You're not giving me what I need. Here we go. I found it now. We're going to ask the wonderful Shannon Chant who she thinks is the more dastardly diva duo this next block of Canterlot Radio. So, to get you guys in the mood, we have got Return of the Nightmare by Skynote here on Canterlot Radio.
We'll be right back.
was Ditzy's Lullaby, Dinky's Lullaby, VIP by Jasper Smith. Before that was Carbon Maestro with Dragons of the South. Sugar Cube by Proctra. Scootaloo with Synthesis, and Return of the Nightmare by Skynote. And you're listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC Mychick, and it's Wednesday, December 11, 2013. And we've been having a lot of fun here. We actually just gave away an awesome pack of My Little Pony Ultra Pro card sleeves to a one lucky follower on Twitter. Wait, what's that? You're not following us? Okay. So apparently there are some that have not followed us on Twitter. First off, we have no idea why, because we're awesome. But anyway, one thing we like to do to encourage you guys to follow us and like us on Facebook is have contests for monthly quotas of followers. What does that exactly mean? That means that if we hit a certain amount of followers that month, we will give away a prize. Now, most months we do it, but there have been months that we don't do it, that we don't give away prizes. And I don't like those months. Those are terrible months. But anyway, I figure, you know, maybe, just maybe, we do another one right now on the program. Yeah, it is pretty fantastic. So, I'm looking at our Twitter follower account right now, and it says we are at 912 follows. So, hang on one second. Let me do some quick calculumization here. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Minus that. According to my fancy phone calculating device, we are 88 followers away from hitting the big number of 1,000. So that means if we hit 88 more follows, we get 1,000. That's a really big thing for a show that just started this year. So anyway, that being said, what if we added a little incentive to get to that number by the end of the month? Let's see. What have I got to give away? Let's see. No, name tag, no, Bucks Tissues, no, deodorant stick, no, hang on, I'm looking, no, batteries, no, oh, here we go, I got some right here. I got my hands on a spare Princess Twilight Sparkle BronyCon 2013 promotional My Little Pony card. This card is incredibly hard to come by, and I am, instead of selling it, you know, for food and such, I thought I'd give it away to one of our followers on Twitter. But I want to see how bad the Brony community wants this card. So here's what's going to happen. If we hit 1,000 follows by January 1st, so that's about 3 weeks from now, if we hit 1,000 follows, someone, one of our followers, is going to get that Princess Twilight card. Now, I'm looking at eBay right now. This card goes for $60, $80, $100. You have a chance to win it for free. We think it's a pretty good deal. And all you got to do is follow us on Twitter, at Canterlot Radio. So hopefully that will be blowing up real soon. Also, if you want to win a new copy of the Songs of Friendship and Magic album that we just talked about, the news table, head over to CanterlotRadio.com to find out how you can enter. It's very simple to enter. And you can win an awesome album. Now, we're going to be giving those away following next Friday, which would be the 20th. Wait a minute. If next Friday is the 20th, that means this Friday is the 13th. Wrong shock. Can I try it again? That means this Friday is the 13th. That's an unlucky day for those who don't play the home game. So anyway, follow us on Twitter for a chance to win a promotional Princess Twilight Sparkle promo card from BronyCon this year. And head over to carolotradio.com to find out how you can win a copy of Songs of Friendship and Magic, the new My Little Pony soundtrack. They're both really awesome. But you know what else is awesome? Getting into our next awesome block of music. So for this song, I want you to turn down the lights a little bit. You know, make it a little dark and comfortable because we're going to be listening to the smooth sounds of Aquilia and the rainy Manhattan nights here on Canterlot Radio. Thank you.
I guess when you're friends, you can't always have things exactly your way all the time. Friendship is magic.
Supersonic rave delight. You made the pressure high. You turned on full ballistic sound. It's made cracks in the sky.
my own brother. And then he showed up at our door. I didn't question where he came from. I wasn't lonely anymore. Soon we did everything together. He taught me how to fly a kite. I watched him grow into a stallion. I watched him sleep in bed at night. It's not creepy. But then he signed that record label. A cute prince had a boyish sound. But now that everybody loves him, I'm just a face out in the crowd. I put myself into my studies to have the world in my control. I vaporize the competition. Nobody understands me. It's not
our love will last forever.
Since we're not related, it'll be okay. So different now from what it seems. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed.
That was It'll Be Okay by Griffinella and the Toast Waffle. Pilot Light featuring Feather by the Combine. Free Wave with Disco Ord. And Acrylla with the Rainy Manhattan Nights. And you're listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's a good old MC, Mike Check. And it's Wednesday, December 11, 2013. And I'll tell you what, we have had a great day on the show. It has been a great day altogether. We hit 900 follows today. I'm so excited, and I want to thank you guys for helping us out in an incredible goal. And let me just say, it has been a great year that I feel like celebrating.
Hey, you know what this calls for? A party!
Yeah, it does call for a party, which we will be having next Wednesday on the program. Our Harf's Warming Eve special and our final show of 2013. But of course, as always, it is now time to open up the fantastic mail sack and read you another wonderful letter to Princess Celestia. Let's take a look here. Here we go. Here's a good one. Today's letter comes from a pony named Tinker. And he writes, "Dear Princess Celestia, today I've learned that over the years that There may be a lot of hardships and things that may seem too big to overcome. No problem is too great if you can face it with your good friends. Many times I have felt like my troubles would consume me and I wouldn't be able to get through the day. But every single time my friends have been there to lift me up and keep me going, I am eternally grateful that they are always there. Your faithful student, Tinker." Tinker, I think you found an incredible lesson to learn. And that's a lesson that I think we can all learn, because I think friendship is one of the coolest things around. And let's face it, without friendship, there'd be no My Little Pony. In fact, there'd probably be no civilization. Is that true? Good. That was right. That was a good answer. Good answer. But I think that, you know, especially in this time of an economy where, you know, jobs are scarce and people and just all the things that are going on in the world, people coming together to show true friendship is one of the most amazing things that I've seen in this ponyfill world that I call home. It will help a lot of people get through the darkest parts of their lives. And sure, it's pretty crazy out there, but, you know, with people like you guys to tell me about how everything is awesome, I think that we can get through this crazy world together as friends. And I cannot wait until next week's awesome year-end finale. It's going to be one incredible show. I guarantee it. Some of your favorite ponies are going to drop by and spend the the holiday with me. We're going to play some fantastic holiday music based around the My Little Pony fandom. And I just cannot wait because it's going to be incredible. Well, unfortunately, folks, we are just about out of time for this installment of Canterlot Radio. Again, I want to thank you all for coming and joining me on this awesome show. A reminder, as always, to like us on Facebook at Canterlot Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio. Subscribe to our iTunes podcast, now available on iTunes. And you can subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, which I promise we'll be updating this weekend. I've been really busy, and it's been kind of rough to get cool stuff up there. But I've got a few things I'm going to be putting up there from the show. You can also shoot me an email at canterlotradio@gmail.com. Do you like the show? Do you hate the show? You got a thing that we can do to improve it? You got maybe some ideas that might make the show 20% cooler? We love to hear them. You can also check out our cool things going on our Facebook and Twitter page. Again, we are having two contests right now involving our social networks. The most potent one being if we hit 1,000 followers by January 1st, someone wins an exclusive Twilight Sparkle BronyCon promotional card. Very rare, very collectible. We got our hands on a spare one, so someone's got to want to win it. Because I've already got one. I don't need it. Hope no one breaks in trying to steal it. If it were the Rainbow Dash one, probably. Well, anyway, this week's Pony Poll, once again, we asked, who is the more dastardly diva duo? Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon, or the Biscuit Twins? Head over to CarolotRadio.com to vote in this week's Pony Poll. And also, be sure to head over to CarolotRadio.com to find out how you can win a copy of the all-new Songs of Friendship and Magic album by Daniel Ingram. I think, do people want that? They want that. Apparently they want that. Yeah, they want it. So it's awesome. Well, unfortunately, folks, we are out of time for this awesome installment of the program. I want to thank you all for tuning in and making this an incredible show. And until we see you down the road, this is Mike Chick reminding you, no matter where you go in life, friendship is magic. Bro hoof and good night.
I used to wonder what friendship could be.